Welcome back into the ESPN West Palm ACC kickoff, the Capital One Orange Bowl Media Days Tour, brought to you by Duffy's Sports Bar and Grill. We are joined by a national champion. Don't get to say that often. Mackenzie Milton joins us here on the show. I want to start with that. I looked at your bio for FSU. They don't mention your national champion. Who do we got to talk to about it?
So you got to talk to UCF about that. it's all good. You know, there's going to be some disputes for that, I feel like, until the end of time. So what we did in 2017 was special at UCF. I'm looking forward to doing something special here in 2021.
How much fun was that ride? I'm a former high school football coach, and one of my former players, Jonathan Gepka, was a walk-on on that team.
Oh, okay, okay.
And, you know, he said it was the greatest time of his life, just being a part of that team and being around. What was that like for you? Just the whole experience of taking the college football world by storm.
Yeah, man. I feel like I'm still young, so I don't get to look back and reflect on it too much. But whenever I talk to my old teammates, you know, those memories always come back. Not even necessarily from playing, but, you know, just the locker room, just the hard workouts, the practices, the two-a-days, the grind you go through, and then the bonds you build. I feel like that's what's really the fun part about it. And I feel like that's what Gepka, you know, him and I were actually pretty close, you know, on those teams. So I feel like it's about the relationships you build through those journeys. And, you know, I'm building some more of those relationships now here at Florida State since I've been here in January. And that's the funnest part for me. The games, obviously, you know, you love to play. That's why you play the game, because you love to play. But the locker room is, to me, the funnest part. You know, that's the part I miss the most once I'm done playing football.
Mackenzie Milton, FSU quarterback, joining us here on the show. You had the big knee injury. You had the leg injury. How was it when you finally started to feel like, all right, I can come back to this? Because I know there's those pitfalls, and it's a road through the process, and it's not a one-day fix. But at what point did you realize, like, oh, no, I'm coming back?
Man, just every day, you know, just chipping one block at a time. And, you know, eventually you go inches, and you start to see the yards, and then you see the miles. So I don't know if there's like a particular aha moment or anything like that, but other than just, you know, grinding every day in the training room and, you know, just listening to the strength coaches on, you know, just retraining those muscle patterns to learn to run, jump, cut at a high level again. And, you know, I got to give a lot of credit to the medical team to at UCF, here at FSU, my strength staff, David Young, Coach Storms. They helped me get back just as much as, you know, I did, you know, just guiding me in the right direction. So, like I said, I don't know if there's a specific time, but I think getting back out there and practicing last year while I was still at UCF, that helped me a lot. Just getting my feet wet, feeling more comfortable on the field, and just feeling like I could really, you know, go play football again. That's probably when I felt like, you know, I can do this. And then in spring ball, just gaining more confidence out there.
You feeling 100% now?
Yes, sir.
That's awesome. That's awesome to hear. Again, Mackenzie Milton, FSU quarterback, joining us. Really quick on this, name, image, and likeness is out there, and you were at UCF, you're at FSU, and you're partnering with a UM quarterback for name, image, and likeness.
Yeah.
How'd that go over with Coach?
It was all good. You know, I let him know. You know, Derek and I have been friends for a long time. You know, it's one of those things, you know, on the field, you know, we're going to battle. We're warriors. You know, we're enemies on the field. But at the same time, you know, this NIL situation is bigger than ball. It's, you know, athletes being able to monetize for something, you know, they should have been able to do a long time ago. So, you know, Derek and I's thought process on that was is something bigger than ourselves. You know, it's trying to help all these athletes, you know, take advantage of, you know, what's rightfully theirs, which is, you know, the name on the back of their jerseys.
Now, Legatron at UCF, he's the one who started all this. How do you feel about that? Like his kicking, being able to do this, and he's not here to reap the rewards. I mean, he's reaping his own rewards, but for you guys, you ever talk to him about it?
Yeah, you know, Donald and I were teammates back in the day at UCF, and, you know, I remember that whole deal going down. There's some guys like, man, he should have stayed, he should have did this, but, you know, he did what he wanted to do. And, you know, I think, you know, he had to go through that for us to get to here with the whole NIL deal. And, you know, maybe they should give him his eligibility back. You know, I don't see why not, because, you know, in my opinion, he was done wrong in that aspect. But from my experience with him, he's a solid dude, solid teammate.
For us, he's another local kid out of Port St. Lucie. So to see him go through that, but I love that he is making money and he is getting the credit he deserves. And hopefully, I would love to see a team give him a shot going
forward. Me too. I mean, he's got a leg on him. So hopefully he gets an opportunity. Yeah, I wish Delahaye the best for sure.
Going forward this year, I know that you got to run. I'm getting the eyes behind me. You got to go. How excited are you to run through the tunnel and have fans back and just be back to normal football?
Man, it's exciting. I think it's exciting for everybody. I'm going to embrace that September 5th game, just running through that tunnel, like you said. It's been a while. But super excited. Super excited we can get back to normal, having a packed house at Dope, 80,000 people. So, you know, let's take it and run with it.
Best of luck on winning another national championship.
Hey, let's do it. Yes, sir. Thank you.
That was Mackenzie Milton of FSU, former UCF quarterback, right here on the Capital One Orange Bowl ACC Kickoff Media Tour presented by Duffy Sports Bar and Grill.